Well, a binder cuts it and ties it in big bundles.
Yes, but that way back down, you paid it as
if you... Well, yeah, if you're... 50 years ago, of course, there wasn't no binders. Old Cyrus McCormick, you know, he made the first one, and that's been 55 years ago. He made that
How
first.
How did your father do it?
We cut it with a sizing cradle.
And then what did you do with it?
Well, the man that used the size dropped it in bunches. And a man behind him tied it in bundles. Then them bundles was put in shocks. 12, 15, or 20 of them in a shock. Two of the bundles was broke over in order to make a cool cover. One put on that way and the other put right crossway. And the water wouldn't then go down into that head to that wheat. Well, it sat there then until it dried out. And then you hauled it and put it in big stacks so the thrash machine could come and get to it. That's the old way.
After you cut clover or grass, you can also cut it again, right?
If you cut it early enough, you can. Alfalfa, you can cut that as much as four times.
What do you call what you get after the first time?
Well, it'll fall short, about one third. The second cutting won't be as good as the first one.
Now, in your boyhood home, in your father's house, what rooms did you have?
Well, at first, we had nothing but log rooms.
How many?
Two.
What were they?
Well, I called the living room and the kitchen.
You slept in the living room?
Yeah. All of us slept in there. But as the family got bigger, the old house was tore down and a big home built. And it's standing now.
What rooms did it have?
10 rooms, 32 windows.
What did you call these rooms? Can you remember?
I'll call it room. Get you straightened up on it. Go on. The boys' room and the girls' room. Mom and Papa's room, big dining room, dining kitchen, yeah, large long pantry, the porch all the way around the house.
How many kitchens?
Call two, wouldn't you, Mom? Two kitchens.